Welcome to Your Face Story Podcast. Your host, Yolanda Russo.
Welcome. And today we are going to be talking to Dr. Kevin about our well-being. The topic of the conversation is going to be how to reset our well-being and take control of our health on our own without outsourcing this to all the other professionals, where we give them the power to tell us what to do. And most of the time, we really don't do that anyway. So welcome. Please introduce yourself to us and let's start the conversation.
Yes, well, thank you. And my name is Dr. Kevin Jarena. My business is called Harmonious Healings in Medford, New Jersey. And I am a board certified doctor of chiropractic since 2006. And from that foundation, it's allowed me to ascend into the world of integrative medicine, frequency medicine, energy medicine, nutritional components for detoxification and optimization of organs and functions. And most importantly, the emotional component, the mind-body stress patterns. And I really have enjoyed working in that world the last 4 or 5 years, specifically because of a certification I received called Neuro-Emotional Technique. And what this has clearly discovered in the research is that stress that overwhelms the normal body's ability to adapt, causes and is related to every illness and diagnosable disease that is out there for anyone to be handled with, to be assigned to. And so that means the mind, the emotions, our beliefs, and all that conversation in psychology and whatnot affects our physical body, affects our reality, and is connected to everything.
So is the sleep, right?
Sleep in physical posture, organ function, our skin, our hair, our nails, literally, and I don't want to sound facetious in this, though every component of our body and our life has a relationship to our brain, our communication tissues called the nervous system. And that's how we sense and detect and respond to our life and our environment. And over 90% of that is automatic. So this is where our behaviors and our habits and our traumas and our dramas can overwhelm our system, leading to aging faster than it normally has the potential to. And then, of course, the opposite side of that is to provide nutrients and release toxins of the mind, of the body, of the chemistry, so that we can support the optimal aging process, where you actually look younger as you go older in age. And there's beautiful people out there that are 70, 80 years old that look like they're 30 or 40. It's amazing.
Yes, that is why I always talk about the podcast is named Your Face Story. Yeah. It talks about all these aspects of health and well-being that are written on the face. So it's not enough to go and buy the $1 million elixir for your skin and put it on and look good. Because if you're not supplied by it from your own body, from your own gut and your brain, you're not going to last. It's going to be a short-lived pleasure.
Yeah, I agree. The real beauty is an inner working game that with continued effort, like eating well, moving your body well, brushing your teeth, taking care of your laundry even. This continued reoccurrence to fundamental basics is what produces that beauty on the inside.
Yes, it can be very simple. We don't want to sound like we are very regimented, but just start where you are. You don't have to just overhaul your whole life, but just start with one thing. Implement this one good habit as just sleep an hour longer, or get off your digital device after 9 p.m. because that is actually going to limit the release of melatonin, the hormone that allows you to sleep peacefully.
Yeah. Well, you said something that's so profound in our society right now is screen time. It essentially it's like pressing the gas pedal on your car faster. We go through our body's resources faster, which enhances the aging process in a way that is makes us look tired. It produces that darkening around the eyes, and that's a secondary effect of the body handling the radiation of the screen time, and it has to do with the kidneys and the adrenal glands. And so, Yolanda, you mentioned that it's such a key component of our life because technology is not going away. And to keep it simple, the more we can return to the old world nature, spending time in nature, living our life in accordance to the rhythm of nature, there's a simple practice we can start to incorporate. So when the sun goes down, now it's going down earlier, but less screen time.
Yes,
Yeah,
less
it's
screen
huge.
time.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very huge.
So, with that being said, we have our three realms of ourselves that we can start to take care of, and simple strategies that can help the physical body, and then the mental body, and the chemistry of the body. That's the three focuses in the world of natural healing. The foundational fathers of natural healing really talk about thoughts that run away from us, toxins that run away, and then our traumas from repetition or accidents, of course. And when we can incorporate simple daily strategies that you have within your own power of your own two hands. And Yolanda, I love that you said that. We're here to empower ourselves. And through these self-healing processes, it really does bring the power back to the individual and away from, being just told what to do by somebody who's pushing a pharmaceutical synthetic medication.
Most of us, up until the certain point where we meet people like yourself in the wellness arena, we think we just have to go through life, wake up in the morning and do our normal living and just hope for the best. But there is a better way. And I wanted to introduce you to the audience because you are a chiropractor. You see the immediate aspect of stress, anxiety, lack of sleep. Not only on obviously the aging of the body, but the posture, the pain that it creates in the nervous system. So yeah, talk about a simple ways of remedying the stress whenever someone is just hit with just something like the election stress, but thank God it's over, right? So what can anybody do to just get out of this constant anxiety?
Yes. Well, the most effective is something called the FAST technique, First Aid Stress Tool. And the website is, it spell out the words firstaidstresstool.com. And very simply, you place one hand on your forehead, and I'll explain why this is in a moment. You place one hand on your forehead, and then the other hand, you just reach over top the wrist, and you touch right where the pulse would be on your wrist. But you do it kind of like cupping over top. That's it, just like that. Now, if anyone has, I see you have an elbow brace on. If someone has elbow issues or can't raise your arms up or only can do one arm, you can put one hand there and touch the underneath the same points. And then lastly, you put both hands over top of the sternum or the heart area. What these accomplish, and let me just back up one second. This one, with the hand on the forehead and touching the wrist points, this is the most effective at reducing internal emotional stress or unknown why. Maybe we don't know why the reason we feel tension in our body. It's the number one, simplest, effective way to turn that down. And the
So,
reason being, go ahead.
are you pressing on the point? Yes, the
So,
pulse.
yes, right here. Right where your thumb is, you follow that line. And if you have one thing, you can feel the different areas where your pulse, where you actually can physically feel your pulse beating in on your wrist. And so whatever is the easiest place to put your fingertips of your opposite hand right on all that whole track right there,
Okay.
and you'll cover the zone, and then the other hand goes on the forehead.
Perfect. So it's right under the thumb. Yeah. And you're holding or you're pulsating that?
Well, your fingertips are holding the location,
Yes.
and you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Okay.
And the awareness while breathing is on the feeling of that tension. Okay. And this is explained on the PDF if you go to firstaidstresstool.com. And if you search, anyone searches YouTube, there's all kinds of from psychologists to chiropractors, acupuncturists, naturopaths that have been trained in neuroemotional technique, which this is a piece of.
Love
And this
that.
is
Okay.
where the research at Jefferson has shown the brain can rewire itself in 30 seconds related to a stress.
And explain this part where you put your you cross your hands on your
Yeah.
chest.
Well, placing hands on the chest really brings the consciousness focus to the chest, to the heart area. And when we focus on our heart area, our brain's attention span and all its brain power, it's like coordinating the harmony of the heart and the brain. It's called coherence. And when the brain and the heart are in sync, it produces a, we call it the relaxation response, opposite of the stress response. It produces the relaxation response, which calms us down, makes us feel more balanced and grounded.
So basically, you have to be outside of the stressful zone to do this because you got to put yourself in place of peace and then breathe and just expose yourself to nature.
If you're in stress,
Yeah.
put your hands on your heart or do the fast technique, and it will get you out of the stress.
Okay. Okay, so that's perfect. So that's a quick fix for the stresses. And of course, being in nature, you're lucky if you have a dog because the dog takes you out if you can't really make it out. And eventually, when you do practice those different elements of well-being, even if it's meditative breathing, anything that you do will be reflected on your face. It's interesting that it is not your face, it is your body that it's talking to you, but it talks about through your wrinkles, it talks through your eyes. So this is why it's so important that you don't focus on the physical appearance as much as what is the clue that you're getting from what you're looking at, right?
That's the perfect statement because, yes, the face is a reflection. The term is fractal. So this is why if you go to a reflexologist who looks at the feet and can feel the patterns, it relates to all parts of our body. This is why a iridologist will look at the eyes, and every part of the eye relates to an area of the body. This is why we can do what's called pulse diagnosing. We can tap into every organ of the body in our wrists. The same is true with our spine. The same is true with our DNA. You can get a swab from your mouth or a swab from your finger or a swab from your hair, and we can find out so much information from. And so this means that we can gather information about our whole entire body through different areas of our body. Our face is exactly the same. Every area of the face correlates with an organ, correlates with a meridian, which correlates with an emotional thought.
Absolutely. There is something that is called face mapping in
Yes.
yes, and we know exactly where the receptors are and what's happening. So many people are blaming hormones or genes. They're blaming something else that they're a victim of when they get a zit or they get like dark circles. So they're blaming something else other than themselves for what's happening. And I say, no, unfortunately, that's not the case because we are in control of that as well. You
Well,
can reset.
you're right.
Yeah, you can reset the patterns as whatever you wish to do. But if you follow the same patterns all the time, the same facial expressions, the same body movements, obviously that's going to accumulate and create those creases wherever in the body.
Yes,
So
you're 100% right.
that is fascinating, and we like that we know that we are not victims to our genes. I wanted to share that I went to this holistic expo the other side. It was a pretty spontaneous event, and I found this amazing AO scan. That is what you are familiar with, and you actually are working with your patients. I have tried this for a week, and I'm really amazed that it can read that make the diagnosis of what's happening in my body after 10 seconds of me speaking to it. Please talk about this.
Well, okay. So some background before we get into the conversation about what AO scan is and how it possibly could do what it did for you. We have to go back to our basic classes in biology and chemistry. And we have, for the easiest example, let's talk about water. Okay. And if you remember this, the how people can talk about water is H2O, the chemical composition, two hydrogen and oxygen. And those hydrogen have to somehow stick to that oxygen. And so those are known as the forces in physics, positive forces, and there's negative forces. And there's different kinds of these positive and negative forces, electronic forces, electricity, magnetic forces. There's subtle energy, and they're broken down into what's called subtle and weak, excuse me, strong and weak subtle energy forces. And so with that being said, there's these energies within our body that holds these atoms together that make a molecule. We have a group of molecules that make a small group of organelles, and they come together and they have a cell. The cell is the smallest living unit of life that represents the human body. That's similar to the human. And so I say all that because when we look at the atom and how these components stick together to make molecules, nothing is still. Everything is in motion. In fact, every element on the periodic table has a unique vibratory pattern. And so when we look at these vibratory patterns at of the heart on a big scale, we get our heartbeat. But on smaller levels, there's different layers of the heart to make up the heart, and each of them have their own unique vibratory signature. And when they're working correctly, it's a well-known and established what's called a rate, or like a radio station. We have a very specific channel that when it's operating correctly, it produces that same frequency, the same sound. And if it's too high or too low, that can be identified as well. And so this technology is pinging, is sending like a radar signal to you. It's gathering the how the body is affected by it, or what that radar pinging signal coming back is, and it can find out at a very detailed level which parts of your body are vibrating optimally and which ones are not. And when they are vibrating optimally, that means our body is working optimally. We can eat the food, we can digest the food, we can eliminate the food, we can assimilate the nutrients, and then make all of these things work better. Though, when our body gets overwhelmed with mental stress, physical stress, chemical stress, energy stress from like Wi-Fi or even heavy-duty solar eruptions from the sun, these can overwhelm the body and throw its status out of synchronization, creating these chaotic frequency signals. So it comes through, and the analogy would be like static on the radio. And so we focus, instead of changing the radio parts or changing the antenna or changing the wiring like surgery would do, we want to tune the radio station. And that means reminding the heart what a happy heart signal is. And so from once the technology senses you through the radar, it then produces balanced, customized tones, both by vibration, by light, and by sound, to stimulate the body to rejuvenate itself to be in optimal frequencies. So therefore, the body can do its processes, and therefore we feel better and function better.
That's amazing. And yeah, it was hard to believe it, that in 10 seconds that can happen. But knowing that everything is frequency that surrounds us, this is an amazing technology that can actually give you the diagnosis and then give you the treatment through the sound therapy. So I love that. And it's so simple and it's within your power to restore your own health just by listening to that device, the sounding of the radio station that produces.
Yeah, so
Amazing.
let me clarify a few things because I don't I know you've been kind of recently introduced and you're learning about it.
Yeah.
So technically we're not diagnosing anything.
That's
We're
true.
identifying the current state of
Right.
being.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Now we can compare that to blood work, and many medical doctors, veterinarians, chiropractors, osteopaths, people like myself, they
Right.
can look at blood work and then look at the AO scans, frequency results, and go, oh, look, they're matching.
Compare.
And
Yes, yes.
it's very interesting how similar the findings are. So they're pointing in much of the same information. And so the analogy I love to tell people is kind of like a campfire. We can feel the heat. In fact, you can see smoke before a fire. That's like a frequency.
Yeah.
We can see it before it shows up in the physical reality.
Beautiful. I
It's
just
like,
love that. Yeah.
yeah.
Anything in wellness, we can't call a diagnosis. Yes, that was misspoken.
And it's just, it's the dance of protecting and not wrongfully influencing somebody. And the other part, as far as the therapies, what we're doing is we're producing something that brings the frequency back into its optimal place,
Right.
which and then allows the function of that area to go about its normal way.
That's just so amazing,
And so
right?
we're not healing anything.
No.
We're giving the body energetic input to bring itself back into harmony, which
Insane.
then
Yeah.
produces its normal function again, which then resolves the health, it helps begin to resolve the health issue.
Yeah.
Now, the
That
other
is
piece of it,
amazing. Yeah.
I just want to say, add one more piece. It won't solve all things because if you look closely, Yolanda, in your results, it may say drink more water. It may say go see a chiropractor. It may say go see acupuncturist because these are things we can't necessarily address by ourselves.
Right, exactly. Can you tell me who is the brain behind it? Is it neuroscientist or what? Who is creating?
It's a group of professionals, but it was originally piece none of the technology is unique to the company. Okay. Light therapies, sound therapies, vibration therapies are not unique to this company. They have been around for over 80 years. Rife therapies, Carolyn photography has demonstrated vibrational patterns in the human aura. This has been going on for decades. What makes them unique is how they created a computer algorithm to detect, analyze, and provide the priority for the body to make the changes, and then how that energy can influence people. In the beginning days, they wanted to make everyone optimal frequencies for all parts of the body all at once, and they found that caused health problems. So the system itself is self-learning. How much can your body adapt each time it uses it? So it may only want to move the needle 0.1%, but that moves the needle in a way the body wanted it to move. And so it's a self-learning system that looks at how your body responds to frequency changes. And it's just like listening to a song that makes you feel peaceful or makes you feel like you want to go work out. We know that we can turn on light, we can turn on sound, or turn on or eat certain things that help us shift our energy. And it's the same concept, just in a very sophisticated, personalized, customized way.
Yes, it's amazing. So where could anybody who is interested in this future wellness, that's what I was seeing on the message, that this is future of our wellness. Where they can go and access the trial, the week trial that I have tried?
Well, for those of you that want the week, so it's 6 days. It used to be three, they extended it, they doubled the length. It used to be 3 days. Now it's 6 days. And you would have to directly connect with me. I am a partner in the business. There's many partners around the country. They are individual, like salespeople, representatives,
That's true.
and you connect to the company and the technology, the access of that through each of these representatives. So you would have to connect to me. You
Okay,
can
so
go to my,
please share
yeah.
your link.
Yeah, the best way is my website, drkeving.com. And you would go to the make appointment section. And on there, there's a it's called AO Scan. And you can pay for your $47. You get 6 days of the access. And I help you walk through it. I'll help you learn how to use it in the beginning. Yolanda, I had typed a text to you and never hit send. So we had delayed on our follow-up of how to interpret it if you had questions on that. So I offer that. That's offered at $47. And the company, of course, has education videos. There's a Facebook group that is extremely active and very helpful that you can all have access to. And you don't have to pay for any of that. That's just, you can go find that. So the best way really is to connect to me, whether you text me, and all information is on my
On the
website. But
website. Perfect.
I'll give
That's
out the
easy.
number. And if you so the number for everybody is 856-359-6005. And just text me, say hello, say you're interested in the frequency technology, or it's called the AO scan. I'll send you links, websites, videos to watch. And then if you really want to step in and experience what that can be like for you, you can, there's infinite use. So you can scan yourself and work with yourself in the different modules, your family members. If you have clients that you trust, try it with some clients during those 6 days, get their feedback, and then I can show you more.
Tell me, how does this help you in your chiropractic practice? Does this impact the healing of the body of the patient?
Yeah, well, so let's talk about that first. So when people hear the word chiropractic, they typically have a picture in their mind. I am trained in traditional chiropractic. I know many techniques that are taught at almost every school. But I've ascended into something that's called applied kinesiology. And this is where I had the entrance to check in on the organ status, check in on the mental status, and other physical parts in addition to the traditional chiropractic. I just wanted to say that. So when it comes to traditional and standard chiropractic using AO scan, it's a complement. It helps the neurologic system calm down, which turns on the parasympathetic activity, which is rest, digest, repair, rejuvenate. Chiropractic helps accomplish that, and the AO scan help accomplish that. Chiropractic's different because it just addresses joint movement that AO scan can't address.
Yes, it's fascinating. I was really blown away that it can tell me what's wrong with me, and it's just amazing. So, yes, so I appreciate our talk and introduction to this future of wellness and the quick tips that we have received from you to get our stress level under control before we do anything or think of our day in the morning. So, I appreciate that, and I will put the links that we've mentioned earlier below the in the notes section.
I'll leave everybody with a final note here. Now, there are dozens of other self-healing simple techniques that I've acquired and created people to get access to. I'm also about to launch an app where some of this will be many much of this will be available. So if you have a budget, if you don't have a budget, there are answers at complimentary open access free prices all the way to the $10,000 membership. And your world's your oyster in between with different options, $5, $10, $100, $200, $500. All that is found on my website, drkeving.com, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, the drkeving.com will get you to all the right places.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Delana. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.